the leader of the Time's Up organization, has resigned. She's a casualty of the sexual harassment scandal surrounding former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
Tina Chen resigned as president and CEO of Time's Up, an advocacy organization fighting for gender equality and advocating for victims of sexual abuse. The group was formed 3.5 years ago after Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein was first accused of abusing women. But in the past year, survivors have accused Time's Up leaders of betraying them. Chen's resignation is the latest fallout after a report by the New York Attorney General that Time's Up was more closely aligned to former Governor Cuomo than the 11 women who accused him of sexual harassment. Earlier this month, co-founder Roberta Kaplan resigned as board chairwoman. Chen has repeatedly apologized for her role and did so again on The Skim, a podcast that aired hours before her resignation.
The idea that my actions have caused pain to women is deeply, deeply and profoundly regretful to me.
Chen said she believed the Cuomo administration used Time's Up as a cover.
We got involved with the Cuomo administration in the first place to work with them to pass an amazing package of legislation for survivors, specifically on sexual harassment and on rape and sexual assault in 2019. So we actually thought we were working with an administration that had that in mind. Turns out we learned from the Attorney General's incredible report that that's not the case.
Chen was once a corporate lawyer in Chicago who became First Lady Michelle Obama's chief of staff. She co-founded the Legal Defense Fund for Time's Up. In her resignation statement, Chen noted that she had spent her career fighting for positive change for women. She also said she was aware her position at Time's Up had become, quote, a painful and divisive focal point. Earlier this week, Shonda Rhimes, who co-founded the group, was among those supporting Chen. In a statement to the New York Times, she wrote, quote, "The fact that Time's Up has become viewed as a receptacle for and the focus of men trying to cover up their obscene behaviors is exhausting to me. Saving men, especially predatory men," Rhimes wrote, "is not on Time's Up's agenda." The organization's board of directors has announced that beginning Tuesday, Monifa Bendele will become the interim CEO. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.